Okay.
That would
What's your motion, Mary? Okay.
That would be it, moving that we have a four-hour report back on Friday from the summit. And on Sunday, we have a two-hour thematic presentation after spending, and that would allow us to spend Saturday doing getting our actual business done.
Okay, this is Lydia. How many substitutes can you do?
17, I think, is the limit.
Okay. Because my substitute would be to have the 4 hours on Friday, part of which would include the report back, and part of which would be a concrete plan from the board to execute some of the ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And that, so Saturday just, you know, would be separate with our thematic discussion would be available to us to deal with next.
Okay. By the way, I'm just reminded that Brian DeShazer, our archives director, needs to give his report before 5 p.m. on Friday because of scheduling issues. So we'll have to put that in as well. So we've got Lydia's substitute to Mary's substitute to Sarv's motion. So let's work backwards. We'll start with Lydia's motion. Lydia, will you restate, or actually, Mary, will you restate it as you have it written down?
I have that we spend 4 hours on Friday partly
for
report.
Lydia's motion. Lydia's, right.
What I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to read back.
Okay.
He asked me to read back what I have for Lydia's motion, and I'm trying to do
thank
that.
Thank you.
That we spend 4 hours on Friday partly for a report back from the summit and partly for concrete plan as to how to implement these things. Have I got that's the gist of it. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's it.
Right.
And then did you have as part of your motion, are you making a motion that we have the thematic presentation on Saturday, or was that part of the motion?
It wasn't part of the motion. I'll deal with that separately.
Okay,
but
great.
But that is the goal.
Okay.
I just want to say, Ambrose, what time are we supposed to... I think we're supposed to leave if we're going to that Smithsonian thing around 5 or 6, right?
I think so.
6 o'clock.
If you have 10 to noon on the personnel issue, and then you have a break for lunch, and then you have 4 hours, that takes you to 5. We will have
and
to have Brian's support. So I think we need to say can we not specify 4 hours, but can we just say on Friday afternoon will be devoted to that, and that'll give us the scheduling flexibility to include Brian's piece in there.
Yeah,
I don't think it'll take 4 hours.
Well, that way, the point of information in that case, we're not dividing up the 4 hours. We wanted to have everybody seemed to want to have 2 hours for a report back. So we could have the report back for 2 hours. Clearly, that's all we can get. If that's obvious, we cannot do the 4 hours on Friday because of Brian's needs. So we could have the report back, and then on Saturday we could have what we do. You know how we implement it. The other part of what Lydia wanted to do.
Okay. Well, now you're getting all mixed up. Can we?
There's no way we can do it in 4 hours.
No, Mary, Brian's thing is much shorter than that. And
okay, let me just reword it and have it 3 to 4 hours, okay? Because we don't know if the board is going to vote for the Smithsonian or if that's even still in the works.
Point that when we hear back about the report back on the programming summit, we may hear other things, but that's what managers are doing. It's not necessarily something the board has to do. The board does have a body of work that it has to do, having to do with things like budgets, having to do with being sure LSPs are in compliance, having to do with how we deal with personnel issues, having to deal with how we deal with some of the governance issues and the bylaws problems we're having, et cetera, and so
forth. Okay, may I then clarify my motion?
We haven't said anything about what we're going to do.
Okay, my motion,
go ahead,
then I'm just saying just make it 3 to 4 hours, and the rest remains the same, and let's just vote on it because there are too many unknown elements right now.
Right.
In particular,
okay, can you read what you have as a motion, Mary?
Okay, then it would be
you
have 3 to 4 hours on Friday for a report back from the manager's summit, and... we'll see. How far we wanted not to be specific. So, and actions to follow from it? Do you want to word it like that?
No. I'm sorry.
You didn't want to limit it, so...
Yeah, and board discussion and concrete implementation. That's
okay,
all.
That's fine.
That's it. And we don't have to specify implementation
great.
Of what.
That's great. Yep. Okay. I like that better. Okay. Board discussion and concrete implementation. 3 to 4 hours on Friday for report back, board discussion and concrete implementation.
A proposal, if you have to say it.
A proposal, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. A related proposal. That's okay. Mm-hmm. A proposal.
Okay.
Is there any objection to substituting that motion for the prior motions?
Well, let's ask. Yes, you know, it's...
No, because we can't do
it. Vote on it. You know,
if there's no objection, then that's the motion that we'll consider. Is there any objection to adopting that motion? Hearing no objection, that's adopted. Now, Lydia,
excellent.
You have anything else?
Pardon? Well, no. So then I think for Saturday, my motion would be to have a thematic... discussion. We're spending a lot of time, and I think we should be, on the digital distribution project, so we need to consider our next step and how far we want to go with that step and where we are, etc. So we don't have to go back to what we've already discussed. Everyone was very enthusiastic about the vision, but we now have to see the next step. What is going to take us to move forward,
think,
if that's what we want?
Well, I think on that point, Ambrose's motion about management having a plan to establish our internet presence, we should spend that then in discussion with management about how they want to implement and what their plans are to implement our internet presence.
Okay, that would be fine. That would be a great focus, because we do that's my problem with so many of our discussions is the lack of a narrow enough focus and yet broad enough concept, right? And so that would certainly facilitate that. I would agree to that.
Point of information.
Yes.
Ambrose had a specific motion relating to.
Right.
With young people and educational activities according to the mission, that
right.
having an internet presence doesn't relate to that motion at all.
Yeah, we're not talking about that.
We're not talking about that one.
I was talking Ambrose's motion at the last meeting that management shall present to us a plan at this meeting related to how they're going to establish our internet presence.
Yep.
And because
the discussion on Saturday could be a 2-hour discussion with them about that.
Because on Friday is when we would be discussing what Ambrose mentioned before and how we relate to the community with scholarships and what the station manager is right there to discuss those concepts. So, I'm sorry.
You're right.
It has to be on the stand.
So this internet presence here, that's the issue we're going to discuss. How they
what
want
on Saturday?
Internet presence. And how they want to create our internet presence.
Right. That'll be Saturday's discussion.
Saturday. That's it. Yeah.
Is there any objection to that and then going home? Or returning
no,
to our
fine.
Loved ones?
Well, we
that's
still
fine.
Haven't
Thank
got
you.
Any of our business taken
Thank
care
you, Dave.
Of. We, what about
so wait,
our actual
much.
Work? When are we doing that?
What actual
oh.
work?
Well, the very things you mentioned, all the things you mentioned a couple of times, you know, about the LSBs, about the budgets, all this, the relationships between national and local. Our
well, you know, this is going to be...
Yes, may I move? I would like to make
this
a motion.
This is going to be revisited again.
Go ahead,
Dave,
Lydia.
Okay. I would like to move that the chair send us a draft agenda incorporating what we have discussed today, plus...
Okay.
Plus everything else that is always facilitated during the course of PMB meetings, and that obviously then we open for our discussion and input at the Friday PMB meeting, at the April 6th meeting.
Okay. Any That's objection to giving me more work?
No.
No.
Secretary can do that. Can Secretary do that?
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Oh, Secretary, do what? Send the agenda? Or what are we saying?
Send the what?
No, he was kidding.
Tonight.
Go ahead.
It was a joke.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Are we on our focus station so that he'll have all the information he needs?
Oh, right.
The proposal was this time to only have one and have it be...
Well, not necessarily this time. I'm just saying that, during the course of the year, we need to hear from Berkeley as a focus station. It does not have to be at this meeting, just as long as it's sometime between this and the end of the year.
And it should be later, I think.
We need to ask the full board if they agree with that, instead of having to have two focus stations at each board.
Yeah, Friday we can talk about that.
But can we just have it as a motion that this is what we're recommending?
For this meeting we're recommending DC only. I mean, that wasn't my particular motion.
Given the time constraints, because we'll have less time if we do this, Moni, and
The other thing that I'll raise on Friday, because I forgot about this one, is that given that we're in D.C. and Krigler is going to be there, I forgot about that, is to allow some time to ask about that issue, especially if we're going to, because we're implementing a new policy and so forth. So I think it's important. But I'll raise that on Friday. So.
Sounds good, though.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I got to leave.
Wait, hello?
Thank you very much.
One last issue. Are we going to be able to get the meetings for the minutes for the February and March PNB meetings before we get to April?
Thank you.
Oh yeah, Mary. I had talked to you. I had emailed you. Thank you, sir. I had emailed you, Mary, or left a phone message, and I wanted to know your sentiments. I would really appreciate having Richard Uzel there as well to take minutes. But you know, you had expressed dismay and even the discussion of it.
Well, it wasn't my dismay. It was. I mean, we did vote. We voted to table that indefinitely. It's not up to me. We weren't going to hire him. It is an issue. I think you and I should talk about this a little, and then we'll have to get a board approval because, I mean, I don't know how you would do it otherwise.
Okay. Then let's
right
talk
now,
about that.
That's off
let's
the
talk
table.
About it offline, and
yeah.
We'll raise it. We'll talk about it
and bring
it up on Friday.
Yeah.
Okay, folks.
Okay,
Mary,
thanks, everybody.
Okay. Did we actually come to a final decision on that last motions?
No one objected.
What do you have, Mary?
If anyone objected. It's on the recording. The only thing you didn't do was the one for you would send out the draft agenda. But again, no one objected, so you can ask the question. See if anyone objects.
You can try.
Anyone objects to my sending out a draft agenda?
Not at all.
Okay. It's the role of the chair anyway.
Okay. Dave, need something. What do you need from me? Anything to do that with?
I just need more patience, more equilibrium, and more common sense.
He's not that funny. So the notes today.
Yeah, do you need the motions that we had today?
Yes.
Okay, then I will get those to you by tomorrow, if not tonight. Okay.
Thanks very much.
And
thanks, everybody, for your time on a Sunday.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.